This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
When I think about his goodness, when I think about he saved me as messed up as I was, when I think about how he delivered me, how crazy I was, when I think about how he healed me, hallelujah, when I think about, hey, glory to God, hey, glory to God. Grace is working on your behalf.
If you come to this conference, you will get what you need.
Okay, God, I need you.
This conference has set me on fire. You know, if this doesn't set you on fire, your matches are wet.
Don't miss it. We've been to every one of them. Don't miss it.
Don't miss this life-changing opportunity. Register now at worldchangers.org. We can't wait to see you there.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Ooh, it's time we live a new life. Let His love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
You have tried it before. You have tried living by the law, and you have failed every time. You have tried living by the law. You've tried doing everything right. You've tried to have certain days without cussing. You tried. And you kept missing it, and you kept missing it, and you kept missing it. And you might go 3 months. You might go a whole year. But without Christ, the law will condemn you. The law will shame you. The law will kill you if necessary. But once you're in Christ Jesus, not even sin can bring you back to darkness. I apologize if you're not up to the point where you can receive what I'm saying. But it's the truth. It's taken me 42 years to realize that it's in Jesus. It is in Him I move. It is in Him I breathe. It is in Him that I have my very being. It is in Him that the light of God's glory, hallelujah, in Him. And if you think that you will ever behave good enough to deserve heaven without Jesus, then you on your way to hell. This was never designed to be done without Jesus. You can't do this without Jesus. He tried that. He tried to give you a set of rules. Set of rules over in the old covenant. He tried that. And a deal was a deal. Because sin was sin. And you know, thousands of people died, watch this, for complaining. They didn't have Jesus. You know we got Jesus because... I don't know what it is when Christian people continue to rely on a set of rules and regulations that they are not keeping perfectly to qualify them to go to heaven. You're not even keeping perfectly the thing you're using to condemn other people with. You have to lie to yourself in order for it to work. Oh, my God. Now, you see how that can humble you? That that can humble you. Because somehow you thought you was that important. It can humble you to know I can't even get where I'm trying to go without Jesus. Well, I don't want to have nothing to do with Jesus because he's white. You better get rid of that. You better deal with that. You ain't never seen him before, so you need to hush your mouth. But you better get rid of that. I don't know how long we got. So I got to cry loud like a trumpet. I got to say it. I got to risk you turning your back. I got to risk you leaving the church. I got to risk you calling me a heretic. I got to risk all of that for the sake of Christ and telling you that you are nothing without Jesus. Hallelujah. You can't do nothing without him. You are nothing without him. You can't be clean without him. There is no heaven without him. And this might be your last Sunday, but I gotta risk it. I gotta risk it. Working hard, trying to be saved in the eyes of people. Instead of just believing God and letting him transform me and letting my witness come through him. And then when you ask me why I'm like I am, I have no choice but to say because of Jesus. I tried to do this before I found him. I tried to do this before I understood his grace, and it wasn't working like this. But now the magnificence of the presence of the Lord has been moving on the inside of me, and he's been changing my heart, and he's been changing my mind, and I have to submit to what he's done because I can't believe nobody would do this. I can't believe he would make me a royal before I was even formed into a fetus. I can't believe he gave me an inheritance before I was 1 year old. I can't believe that he already got my place in heaven the day I got in him and promised me that I would never be in darkness again. Please excuse me, but I can't take no credit for nothing. So when I get to heaven, you give me the crown of salvation and you give me the crown of life. I know that I can't really deserve this. It's because I was in him. So I have no choice but to take all those crowns and cast them at the feet of Jesus. Colossians chapter 1, 12 through 14 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath, past tense, made us meet or able, he made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in him, in light. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness, all past tense, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, all past tense, done it. In whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And then in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. Oh, my goodness. But you are a chosen. You didn't become, you were chosen. Oh, glory, you were chosen. Ooh, I need some furniture to kick. I need to tap something. You had that by Shakur, you were chosen. Say, I was chosen. I didn't volunteer. I was chosen and I believed it. You are chosen. You are a chosen generation. You are, I told you were royal, a royal priesthood. You are an holy nation. You are a peculiar people. That you should show forth. You should. See what he's saying? He mentions all of what he did by grace. And then he says, You should. Because of everything I've done, you should show forth the praises of Him who called you. He said, you should praise Him. He said, you should praise Him. Well, I'm tired right now. He said, but you should praise Him. Yeah, now, I don't feel like it right now. But you're a chosen generation. You should praise Him. I won't do it right now. But you're a royal priesthood. You should praise Him. Not right now. But you're a holy nation. You should praise Him. Not now. You are a peculiar people. You should praise Him. Hey, you should praise Him. You should. You should. You should. I don't know if you're gonna do it, but you should. I don't know if you feel like it, but you should. I ain't got time to be worried about what you think about me because I'm shouting, because I'm dancing. He has done too much for me. I should. Praise Him. Oh, I should. I should. Woo, glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Woo, glory to God. You don't get it. Listen. See, that's why He wants you to grow and mature. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So your emotions won't dictate to you what you should do. He ain't gonna make you. He says, show forth the praises. Not no secret praise. Not no cover-up praise. What He did for everybody to see. What He did for everybody to see. Hallelujah. And you trying to do some secret praise, some secret clap. You don't want nobody to know that you can lift your hands up and praise the Lord after everything He did. After everything He did. You should. Some of you won't, but you should. When I think about His goodness, when I think about He saved me as messed up as I was, when I think about how He delivered me, how crazy I was, when I think about how He healed me, hallelujah, when I think about glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Oh, rebeshele le boho. Some of you, you've been looking for a way out of darkness for all your life. And in one call, he called you out of darkness into the marvelous light so you can show forth, so that people look at you and say, you peculiar. Why you keep lifting up your hand? Why you keep praising him? Why you keep thanking the Lord? Why? They don't understand. That's why you gotta ask God to deliver you from approval addiction. Y'all bullshit it, boo, 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 boo. I'm in the light. Not based on how I behave, but based on his grace and his mercy. And he figured, well, all I did was kind of gave it all to you with no requirements. I'm just wanting you to take it. And all I want is your praise. All I want. All I want. I ain't asking for nothing except your praise. Made you royal, wasn't no way for you to deserve that. Chose you, wasn't no way for you to deserve that. Called you. Made my mind up that I don't care how crazy you are, once you believe, I'm gonna adopt you into my family as my son. Hey, wait. That adoption is different in the spirit than it is in the natural. Adoption in the spirit makes you exact duplicate of the original. So everything God would do for Jesus, he has to now do it for you who are in him. He has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, verse 10. Which in time past, you were not even a people, but are now the people of God. How did you go from not being a people to now being a people of God? Look what he said about those people. Which had not obtained mercy. That's why you are just a people. But now, you've obtained mercy. If you are a believer, you are in the light and you walk where God is because you are in Christ and he is in you. Let me see if I can pull up my old English hat. The word cleanses in this verse is in the present active indicative verb tense in the original Greek. What all that mean? The present tense means that the blood is effective right now, forever keeping us in the light. This is because of our spirits that are in Christ, completely holy and completely protected by the blood of Jesus, has forever, forever, forever separated us from sin. The blood is effective right now. It's keeping you in the light. It's keeping you in the light. And any sin that you're doing is just the enemy trying to get you out of the light, but the blood ain't letting you go. So you do something crazy and you think that's reason to step away, the blood like, uh-uh. No, you ain't never going back to darkness. Now, you done sinned and you're going to know you did, but you're going to also know that my blood continuously, eternally, continuously, constantly cleanses. It's like a drip of water on a rock. Just stay in that position, and all the junk gonna eventually be knocked off. Just by you knowing I'm cleansed. Now, what does that look like? I got to paint this picture for you. What does that look like? You sin, and you know it. You sin. And you tell yourself, I'm cleansed. God loves me. I'm still righteous. I'm still holy. I'm still in Him. The only thing that freaks out is your emotions, your thinking. Because your thinking still needs to be renewed over to where it just needs to be. But something interesting happens. There's an awakening that takes place when you sin and you know you're in Christ. Slowly but surely, and I don't know so slowly, sometimes it happens quickly. When you sin and you know you're in Christ, it starts affecting your desire to let that happen again. And you do it again, but you know you're in Christ, and your identity starts taking over your behavior. Who you are becomes stronger than what you do. And what happens? I won't do that no more. I just cussed you out with every cussing word I love. And then got home, and it did something to me, because I'm like, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm in Christ. I don't do that. And that's how God begins to wipe away that stuff. And you so worried. Let me tell you what you're doing. You have more confidence in your ability to live a sinless life than in God's ability to transform you out of it. Because you do it through shame and condemnation and guilt. And He does it through His amazing, awesome, continuous love. But you won't give Him a chance, because religion teaches you, you got to do this in order for God to do that. And anytime something comes up, there's this how-to thing in order to get God to do something.
How can Christians walk worthy of Christ? In Creflo Dollar's four-part series, The Worthy Walk, he reveals how to keep Satan at bay and be seen as faultless.
What he wants you to do is recognize his work of grace and want to harmonize your life in line with what he has done. You walk where God is because you are in Christ and he is in you. You are continuously forever cleansed because you're in Jesus Christ and you are in the light. And in the light, you can never be in darkness again.
This revelation-filled series is available for a love gift of $25 or more for CDs or $35 or more for DVDs. Accept Jesus' finished works today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore.
Are you ready to unlock your true potential? Are you a bold woman who knows her worth and is ready to transform the world?
And so if there is one person in this world who looks to you for guidance, you are a leader.
This is more than just an event. It's a revolution.
The destiny that God has designed for you is polar opposite of the darkness that you've experienced.
We are the starting place and the rest of it is but God.
So you have to build your relationship with God by spending time.
So we rejoice today knowing that He is God and He causes us to triumph and to win in every situation and in every circumstance.
Join us March 20th through the 21st, 2025. Because the world needs your real, authentic self now more than ever. Register today and let's change the world.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflodollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.